day watch. The balmy breeze brought the power of the wind my way. Pick me up, don't it make me feel like it could carry me away? Well, I'm just sitting here waiting, watching, wondering which way.
We're Hello, hello. Hello, this is Unboxed. This is our first time coming back after winter break. We're very excited. Basically, the premise of our show is that we watch a film every week, or now since we have a bi-weekly show every second week, and we make a playlist, sort of dissecting themes of the movie and general incidents, I guess. So, just for formalities, this is Unboxed, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're about to get started, and the movie that we watched this week was Fire of Love.
Yes. Continuing with the fire theme from last semester, we did Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which was incredible movie. Highly recommend if you haven't seen it. But also very different in regards to fire. Yes. So it was kind of cool. Cool contrast.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was just amazed because this movie, it's about two volcanologists, and they were, I guess, married, and then they sort of trekked around the world studying volcanoes and trying to educate the world about the dangers of volcanoes. And it was really powerful movie, I think, like, just in terms of life philosophy, like, finding that thing that really, like, gives you pleasure, gives you life, that, like, is your, like, goal in life. Like, it was, like, I don't know, it was really gratifying to, like, see two people that, like, knew that so confidently and, like, were willing to, you know, do anything to achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, the visuals were insane. Like, just, I don't even know how, like, they filmed some of that. It was just mesmerizing to watch from, like, a cinematic standpoint, beyond just the learning, you know, educational value of a National Geographic documentary. Their names are Katya and Maurice Kraft. Unfortunately, yeah, I guess this isn't a spoiler because the movie starts with this, but they passed away in 1991, at, you know, doing what they love. At a volcano in Japan. Yeah. Japan. Emma's nodding at me. It was really well-rounded, and I feel like I really learned a lot while also just being mesmerized by the volcanoes and the magma. And so I guess, do you want to start some music? Tunes?
For sure. A lot of fire, explosion, volcano themed music, and then we'll come back and talk a little more in a little bit.
Yes, so
feels good to be back, you know?
It really does. I was so excited. And at a very different time, it's a little disorienting because we were on 2 a.m. Sundays last semester, and now we're 11 a.m. on a Monday. But yeah, we'll have the same, you know, the same great content, just at a different time. As my parents said, a better time. I don't know. We'll leave that up to...
Patty disagrees.
Yeah.
She's like, it's too early. She says my wake-up time is 6 p.m.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, Emma's from the West Coast, so... Not California, like everyone else, but the beautiful BC. The time last semester was better for them, but it kind of sucked for the people that wanted to, like, for me, because I'm from the East Coast. So, yeah, I don't know. You win some, you lose some. Am I right?
So true. So true, Isabel.
On a Monday morning, this is your words of wisdom. Okay, so now we'll start the music.
Keep me where I'm at. on our own, dreaming in a world that we both know is out of our control. But if shit hits the fan, we're not alone, 'cause you've got me and you know that I've got you and I know. If the tide takes California, I'm so glad I got to hold ya. Falls apart.
So this is it, that's how it ends. I guess there's nothing more romantic than dying with your friends, and I'm not sorry for myself. I wouldn't want to spend a minute loving anybody else,
'cause you've got me and you know. And I've got you and I know. If the tide takes California, I'm so glad I got to hold ya. And if the sky falls from heaven above, California. I'm so glad I got to know ya. And if the sky falls from heaven above, oh, I know I had the best time falling into love.
Took my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life around? did my love take it down. Climb a mountain and turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring it down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring it down.
Tu fermes les yeux au moment de l'explosion. C'est tellement beau, la destruction. Pourquoi tu fermes les yeux? Je voudrais te raconter une histoire d'avant nous deux, avant que se croisent nos trajectoires. Il était une fois une maison qui s'endort et un garçon qui s'enfuit. Son cœur éclate sans faire de bruit. La, 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 la. Pourquoi tu fermes les yeux quand les corps vont au plancher? C'est juste un jeu de gravité. Viens regarder avec moi les étoiles tomber. Tu fermes les yeux quand tu me dis que tu m'aimes.
Hello, we're back here talking, but we're going to start off with a public service announcement on home fire preparedness. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help your family keep safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. This has been a public service announcement on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on home fire preparedness. So now we're back to talking a little bit about Fire of Love, which is the movie that we watched on Unboxed this week. I think that one of the things that I really liked about it was the churning fluids. I've said this a lot. More movies should have churning fluids. Like, they're very fun to watch. You don't even need any dialogue covering it. Like, you just look at it, and it's stimulating. Like, that was what sold this movie for me. Like, I already like it in other movies, but this whole movie was pretty much magma, you know, things flowing. It was nice. It's very relaxing to watch, very mesmerizing. What do you think, Isabel?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something that it's National Geographic. They know how to shoot a shot. They know how to make a...
But they didn't shoot any of the shots.
No, I know. But, okay. I'm just thinking... Okay, so for context, when I was little, or younger, not like little, but like maybe middle school, high school, early high school, my dream job, I kid you not, was to be a photojournalist for the National Geographic magazine. So, and just like travel the world and take really good photos of like nature, like just like that kind of the awe-inspiring nature. So, I don't know, maybe I just have a soft spot for National Geographic. It is a National Geographic documentary though. I know they didn't. I don't know how that
For context, basically the two people, Katya and Maurice, mm-hmm. Shot all of this footage when they were making their films about volcanoes. So this was all, like, they had something like 200 hours of footage or something. And so then
they had someone also filming.
Yeah, well, the two volcanologists probably had someone coming along with them to film, because mm-hmm. there's scenes with both of them.
You always have to think about that person behind the camera. Like, the volcanologists, they were into this, but, like, the camera guy
was probably also a volcanologist, to be honest with you. Like, because they said multiple times that, like, someone else came along with
otherwise,
them.
Otherwise, that'd
like
be pretty unfair.
The other people that were there, though, were, like, guides that were taking them up.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy because, like, you know, they weren't artists. Like, they weren't self-described artists. But mm-hmm. the footage that they shot was incredibly artful. Like,
yeah.
All of the shots, like, that are just, like, really nice contemplative moments. Like, I don't know. There's one where she's, like, sitting on an inflatable, like, tube just, like, on the beach. The way that they, like, pick up the sands where they, like, shot them frying the egg.
Oh, yeah.
On the lava flow.
And he said it wasn't my best work.
Yeah, I know.
But, very few people could say they cooked an egg on lava.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, it's...
No, and it's crazy. Like, there was also that one scene where, like, there was, like, the, like, magma was actively on fire and he just, like, parkoured over the fire.
Yeah, we were just like, no fear.
No, they definitely had no fear.
Yeah. They said that curiosity is stronger than fear. I remember that, them saying that. The other thing we were discussing last night a little bit, after the film, because we watched this last night, was that Maurice, at least Emma was saying that Maurice seemed more, like, selfish about it than Katya did. Like, yeah. He was like, I'm gonna go... But yeah, if you wanted to say a little more about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it just seemed like his interest in the volcanoes was very much, like, his own personal pleasure. Like, he liked, like, being there and seeing that, like, the rush that it gave him, but also, like, himself being able to admire the beauty, whereas Katya, like, at least the way that... To be fair, though, this is all editing. Like... The editor has clearly sort of, like, spun this story of Katya as more of, like, the activist, because they definitely focus more in the film on her, like, wanting to take the knowledge and stuff that they've learned and use that to help people and help governments actually understand how volcanoes work and proper evacuation plans and stuff like that. Whereas he was just like, I wanna see the fire.
But they were saying that he was, you know, he was the one who attended, like, the press conferences and all this, like, to get, you know, I appreciate that they touched on, like, the money standpoint, because it's, like, they're traveling the world and, like, you know, they have all this equipment, like, where, you know, how do they fund it? So they go into that a little bit of, like, and then also these films, but... Yeah, I think that also, yeah, like, we didn't see what he was saying at those press conferences.
We saw a couple of them.
A couple, yeah. But I think also the way it was framed was Katya was, like, the geochemist and Maurice was the geologist. And you see him, you know, kind of making, like, in one scene, he's on this inflatable raft, like, boat situation, and they're going onto an acid lake, and like and Katya, like they were saying how the geochemists were like, no way, we know like what acid is, like we're not doing that. But like he was just like the daredevil who was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. So I think in that way, like they framed it as also like Katya was the more rational one, and then Maurice was the more like daredevil, like impulse, like not impulsive, but like I like risk taker, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. He was like, I did like there was points in it where he's like, yeah, I'm totally fine with dying for this, and I was like, okay, buddy, thanks for taking your wife along with you. But no, that acid lake scene was crazy. Like they were like, yeah, the acid eroded away the metal like that was collecting the sample, and it's like, yeah, no shirt, of course.
Yeah, but. Yeah, and then, yeah, it took them, I think, 3 hours to get back from, I don't know, now I'm trying to remember what happens in that, but.
Yeah, like, the flow of the current in the acid, like, pushed them to the, like,
the acid lake.
And it's like, okay, did you not have a backup plan?
Well, they were also just saying, yeah, this was from, like a flea market or, like, a yard sale or something, this, like, used raft, and I was like, so like we're not dumb, you know, we're not gonna use a new one. And then I'm like, but I'm thinking to myself, like, but did you test, I hope you tested this out, that it doesn't have holes in it, like,
yeah,
no. It was a little bit like, okay, so yeah, yeah. Interesting. No. Scene.
No, but he seemed a little what's the word, trigger happy. Like he would see a moment and he'd be like, I need to go see that. Like, I don't know, we were talking because the incident that inevitably led to their death was that they were at this volcano that they knew were about to be erupting, and they just kept getting closer and closer to it. I gotta wonder who was making those calls, like,
yeah. But I think that all this touches on also like the, you know, the love that they had for each other was very genuine. And I think this is what this movie does really well, is because it really, it's a pretty short movie. You know, it's an hour and a half, but it touches on so many aspects of their life. It gives them a really, I think, it gives a really full picture. Because they also, they do touch on, like, their love was, like, very genuine and, you know, just like, you know, Katya was saying, like, you know, Maurice walks first, because he's double my weight, so where I know that wherever he goes, I can follow, and like, it's just kind of like they'll follow, you know, they have to work together because they have different skill sets. And even though, like, if one person makes a mistake, you know, it's really bad for the both of them, but they'd still, like, rather risk it, to be together and to also, like, just have more knowledge and be able to do more, and learn more about the volcanoes.
Yeah, they said, yeah, that there was a point where they were, like, it was the love was between Maurice, Katya, and the volcanoes. Like, mm-hmm. It was a polyamorous relationship.
Wow. Volcanic.
Yes.
Explosive. You could go on.
So many adjectives. So
many puns.
Yeah. Do we want to play some more music now that we've chit-chatted about the film a little more?
Yeah. I thought there was something, but you know what? I'll let the music, and then I'll think through. There was another point I was gonna add, but now I slipped my mind, so yes, let me set that up.
Thank you. Full of love. Je ne savais pas pourquoi je vivais. Je ne savais pas à quoi je servais. Maintenant, maintenant, je le sais. Mes yeux ne sont faits que pour te regarder. Mes lèvres ne servent qu'à t'offrir mes baisers. Mon oreille a compté les battements de ton cœur et mes mains à saisir et garder ta chaleur. Et depuis lors, je me sens vivre parce que je t'aime. Et depuis lors, je me sens vivre parce que je t'aime, parce que je t'aime, parce que je t'aime. Mes yeux ne sont faits que pour voir ton réveil. Mes lèvres ne servent qu'à bercer ton sommeil. Mon épaule est formée pour le creux de tes bras. Et mon corps tout entier pour dormir avec toi. Et depuis lors, je me sens vivre parce que je t'aime. Et depuis lors, je me sens vivre parce que je t'aime, parce que je t'aime, parce que je t'aime, parce que je t'aime. Je suis aimé de toi.
All right. This is Unboxed, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes. thanks for tuning in this week. Again, just a reminder, we watched Fire of Love. Definitely would recommend it. It's currently nominated for Best Academy, Best Documentary Feature at the Academy Awards, and I definitely think I'll be in its corner, but I'll have to take a look at the other nominees as well. This movie was just really pleasant to watch. I have no notes.
Mm-hmm. I was putting it in Letterboxd as we were on air, just now. So yeah, but then this is my version of Unboxed. So I got reviews on both. But yeah, I definitely agree. It was a really beautiful movie, and I always appreciate, I don't always watch documentaries, but then when I watch them, I'm like, I should watch more of these. Like, I'm always just very appreciative of them, and I don't know, it satisfied my, you know, my childhood interest in natural disasters. I just remember, like, just really loving learning about them and just being fascinated by them and just, like, just the power of the earth, really. But it's terrifying, but it's also, I don't know, it just makes you feel, it makes you feel like so small. And yeah, it just gives you a lot of appreciation and respect for the earth,
I think. Yeah, the, like, I don't know if they were drone shots, because obviously this was made in, like, the film footage was, like, old. But the, like, super wide, maybe from, like, a plane